From the intuitive business coaching of Nancy O'Keefe comes business success with human design. Join us every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to talk about how business owners are using their human design to create a business that aligns with their life's work, how they're wired to operate, and how they're here to serve so they can return to the joy of running a business that feeds their soul. There isn't one right way to conduct business, but there is one right way for you. Nancy has helped hundreds of business owners redefine success their way.
Welcome. I'm Nancy O'Keefe, Human Design Specialist and Intuitive Business Coach, and you're listening to Business Success with Human Design on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We broadcast every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen online, on your mobile device, in your car, or ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio. To learn more or for a full program schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Welcome in to Business Success with Human Design. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe, and I'm very excited today to have Lee Murphy Wolf here as my guest. Lee is all about elevating soul-led women to lead from their highest frequency. She's a creator of the Calibrate Method. She uses sound healing and really tries to help women find their vibrational sweet spot to create inner harmony as they rise to their highest level, so they can be the visionary leaders they're meant to be in life and business. Welcome, Lee. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thanks, Nancy. It's great to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I love what you say on your website. Energy is everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And of course, you know, I come from the human design perspective. You come from the sound healing and other perspectives, but we're really both talking about being your authentic self so you can be the best version of yourself.
Absolutely.
So I noticed that you have something that you talk about, seven keys for living in tune with your highest self. Just for our listeners, can you give a brief explanation of what you mean by the higher self?
Yeah, sure. So depends on your viewpoint. Some people are very spiritual and some people maybe not as much, but we're here now in our physical body and we're living our lives and we're doing the things that we do on earth, and we're made up of, you know, cells and tissues and bones and all those sorts of things. But beyond that, I believe that there's something more to us, and that something more to us is what some people call soul. And that's how I view it. And so that soul is that spark, whether it was planted by God or the source that you came from or whatever your belief is. I believe there's something larger that was planted in this physical body to be here on earth for a purpose. And so when we live in key and in tune with our higher self, we're listening to our soul as opposed to just our mind or what seems logical or what's right in front of us. So that's how I understand it. Yeah.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about the seven keys for living in tune with your highest self.
Yeah.
What are the seven, first of all?
Yeah, they're incredibly simple. And I find that they're such an amazing roadmap for living in alignment with your higher self. So these are the underpinnings of the work that I do and that I share in the world, as you said, because this is about coming back to who we really are. So that's what these seven keys are. They really bring you back to your center, kind of bring you home to yourself. So the first one, do less. And I know most people say, what? I have so much that I want to accomplish, and especially having a business, right? We're just always in motion and we're always striving for more and more because we want to be of service. But when we start to do less, we're making conscious choices around doing the things that we're actually built for and meant to do, and expressing that through our work. So it's kind of that less is more, and really using your gifts in a very intentional way. So that's why doing less is one of those keys. It brings you right back to being able to hear that, because we lose sight of what we're actually here to do sometimes. And that's why do less is principle number one. So
Awesome.
Yeah. And then the second one, again, super simple, but we forget to do it. Be in your body. So we've heard the expression of a human being or a human doing, right? And we're very wired for using our minds because we have incredible, beautiful, brilliant minds. And to actually do things in an alignment with our higher self, being in your body gives you the opportunity to actually take the ideas and translate them into aligned action, but being able to check in a way that that pretty much it guides you. You'll feel it. You'll say, something feels good or something doesn't feel good. So being in your body is like a little, like a temperature gauge or like a compass or a way to read. Am I on track? You know, so because it doesn't always come from your head. A lot of times up here, we get really complicated. We make it much harder than we have to. So yeah, which leads to principle three. And this is part of what I do with my clients. Tune yourself daily. So what I mean by this is human beings are kind of like instruments. All of our parts, our body, our mind, our soul, they play together in harmony like a beautiful orchestra, or sometimes things are off or one piece is off and you feel off, you're essentially out of tune. So just like a piano, you need to tune yourself regularly so that you're in harmony with yourself. And that's what I do when I use tuning forks with my clients and for myself. It immediately and simply brings you right back to that higher self, because that higher self, when you're in tune, everything lines up and it sounds like a beautiful symphony. Everything flows, it feels right. And it brings you right back without having to do a whole lot of work to get there.
That's awesome. And we're going to let you share that with us so our listeners can experience that a little bit later in the show. Great. So what's number four?
Yeah. So number four, near and dear to my heart, and probably for many of the people listening in as well, trust your intuition. So your intuition is this deeper intelligence, and we all have it. And for years, I thought that intuition was the thing of psychics and people who could, you know, read crystal balls and this sort of stuff. However, we have so much more sensory than just our basic senses as humans, and intuition is one of those things, and it's a gift given to us. And it speaks through us, through our body, and through our hearts, and through our minds in different ways. So everyone has different ways that they pick things up. So if you ever like walked in a room and you've gotten a vibe or a feeling about a person, that's your intuition talking to you. Or you'll suddenly get this idea that comes out of what looks like nowhere, and you say, that's what's right for me. That's being guided by your intuition. So as we start to tune into it more, using these tools, we're able to live in attunement with our highest self because we're able to make adjustments so we can hear and follow and listen to our intuition regularly. It becomes a natural thing that we do. So I am lost without my intuition. I don't know about you, but it's a really important part of how I make decisions, especially in business too. It's a wonderful way to come out of your head and say, yeah, is this in alignment? Is this what I'm really doing? Is this the way I want to serve? Does this feel like me? Those sorts of questions. And I'm sure.
And we've been taught not to do that. We've been taught to get those answers in other ways, which often, very often, ends up in us not being in alignment because those other ways don't work.
Yeah. And human design, the work that you do, I mean, I know for me, it illuminated so much. It gave words to all those places where I wasn't on track and said, oh, because I'm made for something else. So that was really exciting. And then being able to tune into my own intuition has allowed me to take that and stay on track. So
excellent.
Yeah. And principle number five is about keeping it simple. And that sounds so like, no kidding, but keeping it simple is not what people think. People think keeping it simple is dumbing it down. There's actually elegance to keeping it simple. It's essentially our ability to keep space, create space for ourselves so that we can hear our intuition, so that we can be in our body and be our full selves, not just our mind or not just our soul. We need all of it working together. So the simpler we keep it, the easier it is to hear how those pieces of ourselves talk to each other and let our higher self be the one who says, yes, I'm going to pull all of this together and I'm going to guide you, because your higher self is always for the greater good, always. So that principle is really, really critical, which ties into this next one. And it's really about aligning with your core values. It's easy to forget what your core values are when we're listening to the shoulds in society, or maybe from your family or your career track even. Before I was an entrepreneur, I remember very much that I thought there were things I should do in my business and I was good at them, but it wasn't all of me showing up in my work. There was like a piece that was separated. And for me, getting back to what matters to me most had to do with, well, why am I here? So again, my higher self was actually guiding that. I was getting whispers in my soul, first gently, and then having to shake me awake because I wasn't getting the message.
The universe is good that way, aren't they?
yeah, totally. So it's been really important as part of that guidance around coming back to higher self. Is just your core values really kind of shine a light on what your higher self really is all about. So, yeah. And finally, principle seven, the seven keys. And this one, again, for me, this was a long road. You are your own guru. And what I mean by that is we're taught to seek out advice and support, and all of that's important. And our higher self says, trust you first, because we had this sorted out before you came. You're here for a purpose. I've got you. And so that really is about a self-trust thing. When you know, it's like, I know what's best for me, you're being your own guru. And that's when you start making really brilliantly aligned decisions in your life and in your business. You lead from your highest frequency when you start to embody that and just live that day to day.
I love that one. That is so true. And a lot of us don't trust ourselves because we get hung up in what everybody else is telling us to do, which may or may not be the right thing for us to do. Yeah, those are excellent. I love those.
Yeah, and especially as women, we are definitely, there's extra layers because, women have never fully been encouraged throughout society, through culture, in leadership. We have those extra layers of, well, you're being a woman, you're being too emotional, or when you show up with parts of you, you show your passion, your creativity, use your intuition in business. And you might have somebody raise an eyebrow and say, well, what's the logic or what's the reason behind your decision? So we've become incredibly programmed to separate from some of the most brilliant parts of ourselves that make us the incredible visionary leaders that we are through our work.
And not only to separate from, but in some cases to hide those qualities about ourselves because mm-hmm. they're not terribly valued in the business world, such as things like intuition. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's drill down on a couple of these, and then we'll talk a little bit more about how tuning can help you get on the right track, and we'll be right back.
Are you curious about your human design? Your chart holds sacred information that can help you get clarity around your life purpose, uncover your natural skills and talents, reveal your business genius and how you're wired to serve in the world, and help you be authentic by shedding all of the things you've been told you have to do and be so you can follow your true life path. This is the best way to find ease and flow, peace, and an abundant life and business. If you're ready to dive deep into your human design and see what it holds for you, take a look at my new course, Human Design 101. It's a self-paced course with optional live
supportive Q&A calls, and this is your chance to live your life how it was designed to be lived. You can learn more at nancyokeefcoaching.com. Check it out.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome back. This is Nancy O'Keefe. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design. My guest, Lee Murphy-Wolf, is talking with us about elevating to our highest self so we can become the leaders in life and business that we want to be. And we've talked a little bit about the seven keys to getting in tune with yourself. And let's drill down a little bit more, because some of them are, you know, sound simple, but are quite profound. So Lee, let's talk about that whole trust issue again, because that came up in what you were saying a couple of times. Self-trust, trusting your intuition. Why don't we trust ourselves, first of all, and how do we turn that around?
That's such a great question. And I asked myself that for quite many years. So my belief is that I've got about five different things I can say about that. So I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to start with what self-trust looks like. And then I think that would give a little context for why the disconnect happens. So when you do trust yourself, you have confidence in your own abilities and you see yourself as whole, that there's nothing to fix, that you're great just the way you are. And you don't give in or believe all the negative self-talk that might run through you or inside of you. And we all have it. We've got inner critics and we've got all kinds of tapes that run inside of us. But you don't cave into that. And more than anything, you don't take other people's opinions above your own wisdom. You might seek out guidance, and at the end of the day, you know, I make the choice. So that's what that looks like with self-trust. And
that's so important, because I know so many people who can't make a decision on their own. I always think of some of the game shows on TV. If you've ever watched The Price is Right, this is my favorite one. They're up there, they're having to do something in a game-like setting, and they have to make decisions. And the decisions are important because it determines whether they're going to win the prize or not. And The first thing every one of them does is turn around and look at the audience for the answers. Nobody feels confident enough, or very few, to just look inside and give the answer. So we are conditioned to seek everyone else's guidance. Again, I love that you said, hey, nothing wrong with that. Getting opinions, getting a broader perspective, there's a lot of value in that. But when you can't make your own decision without somebody else's input, that can be a problem, because you could end up making a decision that really isn't right for you. So I love that you said
that. Yeah. And that's a great example with a game show. And I also think that when you said, why don't we trust ourselves? I think, yes, society has certainly conditioned. Well, let's start with, we started as tribal beings. And so our sense of safety and survival and belonging was based on staying within the tribe. Back in, you know, caveman days, so to speak. So That's part of what's coded in our DNA. And as we've evolved as humans, that's still there. So it can get triggered easily, or you have a moment that feels like self-doubt, or you're hearing different things from different people. It's easy to get stuck in a loop. Mm-hmm. But those are just the reminder of like, oh yeah, this is just that old, you know, old outdated version of humans needing to belong. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm safe. I'm actually safe. I get to choose. We live in a time where we get to make decisions for ourselves, which is really incredible. But I also think that in modern times, this hyperconnectivity has certainly affected confidence in making our own choices. Social media, crowdsourcing, there's something overly collective at times. So generationally, being a boomer or Gen Xer, you may have been a little more autonomous. I'm noticing millennials and Gen Zs and some younger generation folks, even their education system is very collectively based. So that gets super uncomfortable to say, oh, I'm going to listen to myself, but everybody else said this.
Right.
So there's just layers of all of that, which is why it's like a muscle that you build over time. And that's where intuition ties in, because being in your body and hearing your own soul's language, which is what your intuition is, it's right. conversation with you and your soul. Because we've been disconnected from that, we're not able to know what's us and what's not us.
Right. And that's so important. I love your connection to the different generations. I think you're right on there. And in human design, of course, we teach that you have a decision-making authority center. And if you're making a decision in your head, you're not in your center, because no one is designed to make a decision the way we're all taught to, with logic and reasoning and all of that. So I love that, you know, what you said earlier about you got to feel into it. It's the answer is in your body. Your communication mechanism is somewhere in the body, not the head. And when you feel into that, you'll be, if you can begin to trust that, you can begin to be confident in what your body is telling you, what your higher self is telling you, and you can make better choices. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the other thing too, is because this being in our body, we do, and especially in Western cultures, like we're so, a lot of the work that we do, if you work for somebody else, you're working in places where you're using your mind more. You know, there's been more value placed on that in the last 40 to 50 years, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so there's several generations of people where we're supposed to be up in our heads. That's what you get paid for, compensated for, or service industries. That's, you know, more what people recognize as business or work. And so when your livelihood is attached to that, it can feel pretty scary if you're not just your brain. Right. So that's one piece. And then another piece with the body disconnect, I think, you know, our medical system and our way of understanding our body has been very limited. And so often before you even have a thought or a feeling, you have raw emotion, and that registers vibrationally in your body. Your cells are talking to you and sending information like excitement and fear feel the same.
The oh, cell, really?
Yeah, it registers the same way. So if you don't know how to discern the difference, you're not sure what you're actually experiencing. And so you may feel something and then you have a thought about it, and then becomes an energetic pattern, a story around that becomes true. And it may not really be based in anything. You may have just read the signal wrong because you didn't know, because you've been separated from it. Because we rely on our brains to make all the choices instead of saying, oh, what are you saying to me? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I get a signal in my body, I've learned to pause because I'm like, oh, somebody's speaking up. I better stop and take that in and see what that is. And I've over time through this process, I've learned, finding my way back, coming home to myself, I've learned what my language is. And like you said, the authority is different. Like for me, when I get something and it's an intuitive response, I feel something in my body and I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden I go, oh, and that's what it sounds like. And I just got chills sharing that, because we all have our own sounds too. Mm-hmm. That's part of the communication loop between the registration of the vibration that you feel and the sounds that you make and even the way you use your voice.
Wow. That's amazing. So your second principle, be in your body, is crucial to really being able to pick up on these cues. How does somebody get in their body if they're not?
Yeah, there's a number of very simple ways to do it. One of them is just by connecting more to your breath. And so you can be more conscious in the way that you breathe, slowing it down just by sitting with one hand on your heart and one on your belly and taking a deep breath in and slowly, or count of three, releasing. And then three in, pause, three out. And just notice what you notice. You might feel sensations. You might have a color, an image drop in. You might feel twitchy even. Sometimes it moves energy. But it gives you a chance to reconnect and to hear. So that's one way for sure to get right back in your body. Another way is to move. And it doesn't have to be fancy formal exercise, but honestly, any way that feels good to you. A lot of us work in front of screens. It's really important to get up. I mean, people say this, you know, sitting is the new smoking. And there's truth in that. But if you go deeper, you need to be in your body to be able to have the full communication with all parts of you and your higher self. So it's really important to get up and move. Like sometimes I'll just, you know, I set my timer if I'm working on something, or I have a number of calls with clients. I make a point of getting up in between every certain amount of minutes, even if I just walk around my house, or I decide to do something that feels good, like shake it out or pick up a fork and play it or stretch. It doesn't matter. It's all your, because again, this is part of your language. So ways that you like to move that feel good to you are usually a clue as well as a communication. So that's a simple way. And then of course, my third most favorite way is using tuning forks.
Excellent. And we're going to experience that a little bit later in the show. So hang in there in our third segment. We're going to let Lee use the forks and let you hear what that's all about. So great. The other one that I really picked up on that I think is so hard for people is the do less, the first one you mentioned. We've all been taught that we got to push, we got to do more. Oh, you're not working hard enough. Or, you know, 35-hour work week was a full-time work week when I first started, because I'm old, but now it's 50, 60, you know, it got insane. Thankfully, the newer generations, you know, kind of drew a line in the sand and said, I'm not going to do that. I had baby boomer parents. I never saw them. I was a latchkey kid, you know, whatever the situation was. And I don't want to live my life that way. I want more work-life balance. But the concept of doing less and actually being more successful is huge. How do you grab onto that and implement it in your life when we've been taught to do something entirely different all of our lives?
Yeah, it's oh, I'm sorry. I keep knocking this lovely fork.
Those forks want to work.
With doing less, I think the first step, and this is something that I work on when I work with clients, I think there's about understanding your own patterns first and seeing how you're stacking the deck on a daily basis. So I start with an activities inventory. I did it for myself. I've done it for years. I check in regularly with myself this way, but it's really useful. So just for a week, just keeping, and yes, it's doing one more thing and it gives you a baseline. So you can take a look at everything on your list and say, oh my goodness, I filled up every full spot on my calendar. Huh. Interesting. No wonder why I'm so tired. But it helps you to see what's there and to start to categorize in groups what areas you're spending a lot of time in, and then start making choices about, well, what's really needed and what's just filling space. But until you see it all in front of you, you lose sight of how much is actually on your plate and in your calendar every day.
Yeah, it's so true. I do a similar exercise with my clients, and it's about understanding what to do, prioritizing where mm-hmm. you should be focusing your energy and your, you know, based on your strengths, and what things don't require your gifts that you can either outsource or get help with or stop doing.
It's what you said is so critical, the whole like where not to be using your gifts.
Right.
There's a quote by Napoleon Hill. I'm going to give a summary, like a synopsis of it. It's not exact, but it totally captures this flavor. It's this idea that we want to go deeper. We want to maximize the gifts we have. It's not about having and developing all the gifts that are possible, right? So he talks about maximizing what we are given. And I think that's the key to doing less. When I really understood that and owned that and said, I'm taking my gifts for granted. The more I spread myself everywhere, I'm not actually using what God, universe, source has given me, and I'm not living in alignment with my higher self. I'm not on track with my mission and my purpose. It gets easier to let go because those things suddenly I don't feel guilty or, you know, any of that. It's like, oh, right, that isn't of a higher purpose. These things are higher alignment, higher purpose,
right?
Because I'm made for those. I'm designed for that. I was given this life, this body, these gifts on purpose.
Right. And it elevates your whole being, because if you, in human design, we use the gate that your personality sun is in it. And that's the essence of who you are, your life purpose, your business genius, what you came here to be and in some senses do. And once you really understand what that is, just as you said, it really focuses you on, you know, something higher than what you've been doing. And all of a sudden, all those other little tasks, like posting on Facebook every day, it's like, wait a minute, I don't have to do this. This is, you know, this is not serving the greater good. So you can either not do it, or if you feel it's necessary to do it from a visibility standpoint, you can hire somebody to do it for you. And that makes a lot of sense. Like we did a reading on you, and your sun is in gate 10, which is about self-love. And I have to chuckle a little bit when I look at, you know, what you're here to do is all about authenticity. You're here to help others be authentic. And that is exactly what you're doing, helping them get back to themselves and be themselves, their best version of themselves. So there really is something to that. Everybody came into the world with a purpose, and it's a larger than everyday activity purpose, where we're meant to make an impact in the world by doing what we came here to do. And, you know, Lord knows we have a lot of needs in, you know, human evolution right now. We have the need to really step up and give our gifts, because the world has a lot of things we can help by being who we are and taking our piece of the puzzle and really applying it, because that's what's needed right now. So that's great.
Yeah. And I found that the reading that we did together, it gave me language and ownership of my gifts. And it's like, I had a mental understanding of them before I'd heard some of these words. Something landed where I said, oh, this is true. I was put here. I was actually designed for this.
Yes.
And suddenly doing less became easy. There were so many things I wound down out of my work from that. And I just said, you know what? That's meant for somebody else to share.
Right.
And that felt liberating. So at first, doing less can feel a little edgy because there's so much space and we're so taught not to have any space. Right. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at your own design and you have someone skilled like Nancy help look, and you make the connection between things you know about yourself and what you're designed to do, suddenly, like, I never questioned my purpose again, ever. Mm-hmm. And you probably hear this a lot. I hear it, and it's painful. In the work that I do, I find it very painful when a client is going through a massive evolution and they're sitting in the pain of, I don't know what my purpose is.
Yes.
Go back to your design.
The biggest question people ask. Yeah. And we also are confused about purpose. We think it's around what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's around how we're designed to be. You can express your purpose. For example, yours. Your purpose is self-love and to help people be authentic, be themselves. Now, you could do that in a lot of different ways. You've chosen coaching and sound healing, and that's a very effective method. But you could have chosen art or some other way to let people express their authentic self and feel good about it and raise their vibration. So mm-hmm. how you do it, there's lots of ways to do it. It's more important about how you're being.
Yeah, that's so true. And I remember when you first shared that with me in the reading, I thought, what? Because I was a business coach. So, and I'm going through my dark night of the soul, and I have this human design reading to shed some more light. And as I'm going through it, I'm thinking, how on earth am I going to be able to support myself helping people be authentic? Right. It was like, wow. And the beauty of that is I knew it rang true. That's when those seven keys were given to me. They were downloaded in an intuitive moment. And I just literally opened myself and wrote down what I was guided and what I heard. And it all just pulled it together. And it was really cool that that happened that way. Cause I was like, oh, so these are things I'm supposed to share with other people because we forget. Ah, there is some use in that. And
right,
that makes sense. And it's like, okay, that makes, and suddenly it was concrete, you know? So bit by bit, it will unfold if you open to it. So it was really exciting. Yeah.
And that gets back to being open, taking the pause, stepping back, you know, really listening to yourself, which are all the things you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I love when it all comes together, don't you?
I sure do. And I'm so grateful for our design being so smart, each one of us. You know, I mean, that's one thing that I learned so much when you talked about our own authority inside. There were so many things I was choosing in my business before because I was supposed to, because I was a coach and a strategist, that I was supposed to do. This is what coaches and strategists do. Well, my inner authority, like it was like an inner GPS that was completely jammed because it right. didn't match with how I was actually created. So that was an eye opener. Yeah. So doing less becomes much easier when you connect the dot and you see the choices I've made have created more pain for myself.
Right.
Because I actually wasn't made for that. That would be like me putting my left shoe on my right and my right shoe on my left and trying to run a marathon. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Yeah. All right. Great. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, Lee's going to talk with us about her methodology and using tuning forks. And she's going to play a couple for us, and we'll get a taste of that. And we'll talk more about what she does. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to get in the flow of consistent clients and consistent income? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. How can clients know, like, and trust you if you're not showing up authentically? Discover your unique human design and attract the clients you were meant to serve. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive business coach, helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can build an abundant business that feeds their soul. Nancy has been coaching business owners for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them to understand their divine design and their personal formula for success. Book your human design reading today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design. And I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe. I'm here with Lee Murphy Wolf. And we're talking about elevating ourselves to be the visionary leaders in life and business that we can be by being in alignment. And Lee uses tuning forks and sound healing kinds of methodologies in order to help people raise their vibration and get more aligned. So Lee, tell us about that, the tuning forks and what that does for us.
Yeah, so tuning forks are incredibly powerful and they're really simple, which I love. It's like in a digital world, they're analog. So essentially what tuning does is it puts the power of frequency adjustment in your own hands. So you're not dependent on everything else. You can take care of it for yourself. So basically when I say tuning, you might say, what is that? So all tuning is listening to these simple, pure frequencies to help increase the electrical flow in your body. And so of course, when the electrical flow in your body increases, the communication increases, you're able to be more present in your body, you're able to hear your intuition and really drop in to the core of your being and really be connected to that higher self. So it keeps you clean and clear. You become a very clear signal, which is the best way to describe it. It's like being a clear channel, as opposed to being a radio station that's, or in between radio stations and like having static.
Neat.
Yeah. So basically it's super simple. Like I said, we have a physical body and it's got cells and they all communicate with each other and the cells give off electricity. Like our brain works on electricity, our heartbeat, if you've had an EKG, you know, it measures waves. And so basically what happens is there's a little bit of electricity that also comes off of the body. And that's part of what's considered all of us. So that's our energy field and our physical body. So what the tuning forks do is they work like sonar. So if you've got some static, sometimes the static comes from thoughts that you have that aren't really very aligned or, you know, positive or helpful. Like if you listen to your negative self-talk, you're putting some funky vibration in your field. If you feel fear or self-doubt, or you have moments or you just feel disconnected, it sends vibration through your field. So the tuning fork, when you strike it, it picks up the sound of your electricity like sonar. So it pings back and it will unwind any stuff that's hanging out in there with very little effort. Just keep playing the fork. It cleans it up and it creates a nice, clean, clear, strengthened, clarified sound. So I notice when I start working with clients, they think, I'm just hearing a bunch of sounds, but ultimately what happens is I'm playing the fork and I notice it might sound fuzzy, or if somebody's anxious, it sounds kind of squeaky and high pitched or something like that. Like the fork tells me so-and-so might be depressed, or it sounds like more heavy. So you hear the tone. It's a tone that reflects what's inside of the energy. And as you keep playing it, once the fork gets clear and has a beautiful, clean tone, you know that you've unwound that. And that's all you need to do. So it's a practice as a client. You get to just receive, which is great. We don't have to do, you do less. You just say, okay, I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna sort this out with you. And it creates more space so that you can start to dive in and heal or hear or listen to yourself differently. So it's a very effective method without having to do a lot of mental pieces of figuring out why I have a pattern or where it came from. It almost doesn't matter. The fork just unwinds it.
Wow, that's great. Now you told me there are different forks. Are there different forks for different things, or?
So there's all kinds of forks frequencies. So some are lower numbers, some are higher numbers. Higher doesn't necessarily mean better. They're just different. When you think about the universe and the range of sounds and vibrations that are out there, the forks are different versions of that. So it's not that there's necessarily, I use this fork for this part of the body. Mm-hmm. Your body responds based on what it needs. It takes what it needs and it doesn't absorb what it doesn't need, which is beautiful too. Mm-hmm. Although there are some sounds that are more resonant than others with parts of you. So the two basic types, there's forks that are unweighted, which look like these big U's. They look more like a fork. And can, is it all right if I play one?
Yes, please.
And some sound lower, like this one. Are you able to hear that?
Mm-hmm. I can still hear it.
Yeah. It's a nice, gentle, this particular one restores a sense of grounding and safety and really feeling rooted, coming home to yourself. It's like a very gentle, gentle sound. So I use that a lot when people are feeling unsure and they want to feel grounded. It works really well. Then I have others that have a higher sound. This one is, I mean, some of them are really high, but this is more like a mid-range. And this one, tell me where you feel this or hear this.
I actually felt like I felt it in my head.
Oh, interesting. It landed high. Yeah. It's usually people feel it in the heart, in the throat, higher up. But this one's a gentle, light type of a sound. So they range. Some of them are super deep. Some are really high pitched. And then there's, but those are unweighted ones and there's tons of them. And then there's other ones called weighted forks that have these like round barrels on the side. These are used to be put on your physical body. So some chiropractors use them and even osteopaths. So basically you tap it, you probably can't hear this, and then you would place it on a bone on your body to conduct vibration, for example. Mm. Incredibly grounding. Or you can listen to it, bring it to your ear, and it sounds like a beautiful buzzing like a bee. And it's really, really settling for the nervous system. So I have a whole range of different sizes. Some of them are really large, some are much smaller than this, but they're quite effective.
Mm. And is this something that people should do often, or is it, how do you conduct your sessions? Are there like so many sessions and then people are at the right vibration and they're good to go, or do they need maintenance, or how does that work?
Yeah, so with tuning, just like anything else, it builds over time. So typically when I start working with a client, I'm showing them how to tune themselves daily. It only takes a few minutes a day to get your nervous system calm, to get the static out and feel clean and clear and light. So at this point for myself personally, there's certain things that I do every day, and then there's some things that I don't do, but I can say honestly, it only takes a few minutes a day. So there's a person who I studied with, and he is one of the founders of sound healing and with tuning. And he basically did all this research where he studied how to use the forks and what they do for the body and for the nervous system and everything else. And after many, many months of tracking things, he said what he discovered was in between 30 seconds and 1 minute to strike a fork and listen to it, it could give you the same level of deep relaxation and nervous system reset that could take up to 45 minutes of meditating to achieve.
Wow.
So if you're an entrepreneur, this is really efficient because you're busy and you're working with clients and you're doing things. So to have a tool in your tool belt that works so quickly, you just need to do it regularly. And to also, as you start to hear what's going on inside of you, if you, oh, I'm disconnected, oh, I'm up in my head, grab a fork, listen for a minute, reset yourself, keep going. So it's that sort of a practice as opposed to, you know, a healing session when somebody lies on the table. This is more, these are more like tools so you perform and your best and your highest and stay aligned all day. It's really like different types of practices. So that's how it can look. I mean, but in the first few months, I think it's really critical to tune a little bit every day consistently, like as if you were doing an exercise routine, because your body needs some time to learn how to absorb the frequencies and adjust. I felt drunk the first 3 weeks I started using tuning forks.
Really?
Yeah, there's so many things that, you know, when you look at even our modern world, we're on computers a lot, technology, just, you know, pollution in the environment, plus all of the busyness and the doing. My system was depleted from these frequencies. And these are part of the universe, right? We want these frequencies as part of our natural restoration process. So it takes a little while. It's just like if you start taking a vitamin, you don't get an immediate effect. It takes time to build up in your system before it has a working effect where you may not notice it every day, but you notice it if you don't have it. Tuning is the same way.
Awesome. So one more quick question, then I want you to tell everybody how they can learn more about you and what you do. But so when you work with a client, they work with you for some number of months and get to the point where they're pretty clearly tuned. Then do you sort of give them a prescription for which frequencies they should use for on a maintenance basis? Is that how you know?
No. So what I'm doing mostly is I'm more of a mentor and a guide. So it's less about me diagnosing and prescribing. It's not a medical healing kind of a function. So what I'm doing is I'm helping people find their way back to themselves. And then we're using these tools and I'm showing them how to use them. So I may have created audio recordings or there may be a fork that I say, I think this is important for you to have as a baseline, as a daily practice, you should be using this one. And here's how to use it to take care of yourself so that you're feeling in alignment with your higher self. And, you know, because it's not like you reach a level where you're tuned and you're done.
Yeah.
Life is continuously happening. So for us, it's more about the nuances. And the more that you do it, the more that you're able to tune into yourself and make adjustments. So that's what it's really for, so that you're always staying in your vibrational sweet spot, because it's not about being at your highest vibration. And it's not like, oh, I don't feel great, I'm in my lowest vibration. It's, you need all of the vibrations. It's more like, what is the sweet spot where I feel the most like myself? Where I'm unshakable, no matter what is in front of me, where I'm calm, I'm expressing myself and not hiding, and I'm able to make choices from an empowered place, that place of my authority, like you discussed, as opposed to depending upon others. So that's the sweet spot. And that's what we do. We're constantly making adjustments. You become basically, you know, your own experiment. Because it's going to be different for every person. You know, there's not like one prescription where here's the formula for balance and well-being, Nancy. And then it's also for Lee. It's, you know, for you, your balance and well-being may be very different. Your life is different. Your physical body has had different experiences. Your business is different. So, you know, and the things that you love and the things that light you up, like, you know, there's some sounds that I love that other people have said, that's nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. So your body will tell you what feels good to you. So that's part of it. It's that practice of learning to receive and being able to really make choices based on what feels good to you and most in alignment with your truth.
Awesome. I love this. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of our time. So tell everybody where they can find you. And I think you have a free gift for people.
I do. So I can be found at leemurphywolf.com. That's my primary website. And I get more into how to use tuning to accelerate your evolution in my free gift, and it's called Tune Into Your Next Chapter, and it's a 5-part audio series. And if that's something that you'd like to check out, you can grab it at leemurphywolf.com/tuning-audio-series.
And we'll put that in the show notes so people can grab that if they'd like to. Awesome. Well, one final word or words that you'd like to impart to people? What would you like to say as a closing remark?
What I would say is that you are already, anyone who's listening, anyone who's here, who's leaning into human design and wanting to be of service, you have everything you need, and you're already incredibly wise. And it's just a matter of allowing yourself to come home to you. And it's possible with the kind of support that's available and all of the incredible resources with things like human design and tuning and all the many other options that are out there.
Great. Awesome. Wise words. Well, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today. This was an awesome conversation. And I hope everybody will check out that free gift that Lee has for you. I'll put that in the show notes so that you can have the link to get there and get a copy of those audio to listen to. And tune in next time. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode. In the meantime, stay aligned. And we'll see you soon. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you for joining Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Nancy next time to discover how you can get in the ease and flow of life and out of business overwhelm with Human Design. Business owners spend a lot of energy conforming to the rules of business. Nancy shows us how to pursue your business based on who you were born to be and how you were born to serve for the ultimate success. To connect with Nancy O'Keefe, go to nancyokeefecoaching.com. That's nancyokeefecoaching.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.